GOP Rep. Read on Governor Cuomo, impeachment the only path forward for his removal. By Trent Baker on March 15, 2021. Monday on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Representative Tom Reed, RNY, sounded off on the increasing calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, to resign over sexual misconduct allegations and a scandal regarding the cover-up of nursing home deaths during the coronavirus pandemic. Reed acknowledged Cuomo's pride will not allow him to resign over his mistakes. Because of the governor's ego, Reed said impeachment is the only path forward for his removal. I don't think he will resign, given his past behavior and his ego. His pride will not allow him to resign, so I think impeachment, as I said a few weeks back, is the only path forward for his removal, Reed declared. And when you have a complaint like this from a Democratic county executive about the vaccine czar who called them and pressured them to show support for the governor during this period of time under the threat potentially, as this Democratic county executive leveled, that maybe the vaccine supply wouldn't be coming to them if they didn't show support for the governor. That's very troublesome. That means that you are using your office to influence your agenda during this crisis in a way that potentially further abuses your office. This has to come to an end. And I hope they move forward with the impeachment process as quickly as possible. He added, "We had 15,000 souls that were killed as a result of his death order. And that could be where we should be spending a tremendous amount of time because look at all of what happened in order to deflect from what is the death order that came from Governor Cuomo. We need to be focusing on that area. We need to be focusing and complete these investigations on the nursing home scandal because it's not only just here in New York. It's across the country, Pennsylvania. Michigan. Got 11 other states in the union that issued the same order based on Governor Cuomo's precedent. That's where people got killed, and that's wrong." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.